With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Eloise Cabell, the Blackfeet woman who spearheaded a lawsuit alleging rampant federal mismanagement of Indian trust funds, would have been 74 years old tomorrow. The lawsuit she championed ended with a $3.4 billion settlement, providing money for an Indian education scholarship fund and a land trust program. Cabell was a rancher who helped found Native American Bank. In 2015, Governor Steve Bullock issued a proclamation recognizing November 5th as Eloise Cabell Day. University of Montana student Joseph Grady says Cabell
stood up for indigenous identity and Native American people.
Grady is UM's student diversity coordinator. During the university's Indigenous Peoples Day celebration last month, Grady described Cabell as a woman, quote, certainly worth honoring, end quote.
Native American people and indigenous people across these lands, including Hawaiian Islands and in Mexico, have literally given up everything so that this space around us can exist. And it's not always come voluntarily. And so Eloise Cabell made a little bit of headway in that conversation. She stands as sort of a champion in that regard, where she fought for Native American people and she got some reparations.
In 2016, President Barack Obama awarded Cabell the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. She died in 2011 due to complications from cancer. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio.